Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brishus Rabbi Schreier. We only have one Rabbi Schreier today. We're missing the other one, but this is wonderful. It's a schus, as always. What? He's in Yerushalayim. We should all meet him there. So somebody suggested last week, one of the people who comes to the shiur, I see he's not here today, suggested that maybe we should have a shiur about Tachanun, because he said there's a lot of uncertainty about Tachanun, about when we're supposed to say Tachanun, when we're not supposed to say Tachanun, what's the reason to skip it. So I prepared something about Tachanun. Just by way of introduction, there's a Rav Halpern in Eretz Yisrael who once went into a shul and he saw it came time for Tachanun and everyone was fighting with each other, everyone was screaming and yelling. And half the shul said we should say Tachanun, half the shul said we shouldn't say Tachanun, and everyone was saying, oh, this is the minig, that's the minig, but minig Yerushalayim, minig Agra, everyone was throwing all sorts of arguments around. And Rav Halpern said, I'm very impressed. He said, it's obviously a very good community if this is all you're fighting about. This is the only thing left to fight about. All that bothers you is Tachanun, whether we should say it or not. He said, I think we're in a pretty good place. So he pointed out, al derech hatzachus, but he said, maybe this is what it means. Im tachana alai machana. He says, if you're all going to gang up together about Tachanun, lo you really be, I'm not nervous. Why im takum alai machama? And everyone's fighting with each other, everyone's taking sides, whatever. Bezos ani botech. He says, I know this kehillah is going to be a good place because they're not fighting about anything else, and this is all that's left to fight about. Bida Zemei, the tour, writes, what is the reason why we have this institution of Tachanun? What's the point of it? So he says, because we try to do our tefillah in three different categories. We try to do, number one, says the tour, be yeshiva. We sit down for Pesukah de Zimra, and we try to supplicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the venue of yeshiva. And then we do a Ba'amida, we try to stand up for Shemona Esrei, and that's the second form. And then the third is nefilah, the third form that we try everything we can get. So we try and we lay down, we bend down our heads to show that we're going to do whatever we can to try to supplicate before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and offer the tefillahs that we want to be answered. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, we find three different lashonos throughout the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu when he's offering a tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Number one, it says, Va'eshev Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I sat on the mountain. What were you doing on the mountain? I was davening, I was learning. Then you have, Amnochi Amadati Bahar. Moshe Rabbeinu says a second time, not only did I sit, but I also stood on the mountain. Then number three, Va'esnapel Lefnei Hashem, which means, I supplicated before Hashem and I put my head down. So that's a Moshe Rabbeinu himself. We find all these three lashonos of tefillah by him. And this is what we try to emulate as well. And this is the reason why after Tachanun is over, we say, Va'anachnu lo neda. What are we saying then? So the Torah explains, it's sort of throwing our hands up and we say, we tried everything. We tried davening b'yeshiva, we tried davening b'amida, we tried davening b'nefila. Va'anachnu lo neda ma'anase. We don't know what's left for us to do. If you're not going to answer our tefillahs, there's nothing more that we can offer you that we haven't yet tried. So Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Parshas Korach, a very important thing to understand when we talk about Nefilas Apayim, when we talk about this Tefillah of Tachanun, Rabbeinu Bechaya points out that we're trying to do Nefilas Apayim for three different reasons. Number one, he says, Ha'achas l'mora ha'shchina. One is to show that we have covered, we have mora for the Shechina, and as we know, when a person davens, he's in front of the presence of the Shechina. Hashenis, he writes, L'harus tsar v'hachna. The second reason why we bend our heads down for Tachanun is to show that we're in pain, or to show that we're humbled by the experience of Tefillah. Number three, Hashlishis, the third reason why we do it is to show that, so to speak, we're tied up, that we cannot do anything more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world, and we just give ourselves up to Him. He's the one who does everything. Now he goes on to explain, he elaborates each and every one. He says, Ha'achas, l'mora ha'shchina. The first reason why we put our head down for Tachanun is l'mora ha'shchina, to show that we have covered, we have mora for the Shechina. K'deisi shlabish b'zeh boshas utznius. He says that we should show some sort of element of busha, of tznius, to show we're in the presence of the Shechina. Put your head down a little bit. In fact, the Magen Avraham writes, and many people are not aware of this, Magen Avraham writes, when a person says vidui, a person should bend down a little bit also. What is that about? Why do you bend down? Also because of hachna. You're supposed to show, I'm supplicating before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm confessing all the averes that I've done, I'm asking Him for mechila, I'm asking for slicha. Bend down a little bit. Show humility. Show that you're a little bit embarrassed in front of the Shechina when you're saying all the things that you've done wrong. And this is why when we have Ashamnu Baganu, really the Magen Avraham says you're supposed to put your head down a little bit. You're supposed to bend down. Same reason why we do Nefilas Apayim, as Rabbeinu Bechaya is pointing out here. And this is the reason why by Slachlanu many have the minig as well, that you bend down. You don't just go like this. That's very arrogant. Oh yeah, Slachlanu, please forgive me for what I've done wrong. Really? Do you really mean it? Bend down a little bit. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're a little embarrassed, that you feel bad for what you've done. Bend your head down. This is, so to speak, what the Rabbeinu Bechaya writes over here as well. Lafi, what's the reason? Shekavanas hamispala shehashchina kenegdo. Everybody knows that when we daven, the Shechina is right in front of us. Kein shekasuv shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Lachach, therefore, tiknu b'tachsisi atfila kisui hapanim. Therefore, Chazal instituted within the framework of tefila that we should also cover up our faces to show that we have a a recognition that the Shekhinah is actually here. V'hakol yiras Hashem yisbarach kinyan shekaseh b'Moshe v'yaster Moshe panav ki yarei mehabit el ha'elokim. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu also covers over his face when he's in front of the Shekhinah. That's why some have the minig when they do the tefillah of Tachanun, of Nefilas Hapayim, they don't just put their head down, they also cover their face with a talis by Shachris. Why is that? For the same reason. V'haloshen hazeh shel Nefilas Hapayim is kiru chazal gam b'chayis HaKodesh. Then Rabbeinu Bechaya points out, not only do human beings have to show their hachna, their humility in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the malachim themselves. V'kach darshu chazal chayis HaKodesh noflus hapneyem kedei shelo yatzitzu b'fnei HaShchinah. The chazal tell us that even the malachim bend their heads down sometimes when they're in the presence of the Shekhinah, that they shouldn't look directly into the presence, into the Shekhinah, to see what's happening. So that's reason number one, why we put our heads down. Reason number two, he says, Hashenis, is the harus tzar v'hachnaz, to show that we're in pain, to show that it's not so easy for us to be going through the trouble that we have. Who? Ki anofal alpanav mitzdar v'nichna. What happens? Somebody who feels that there's no more hope for them, somebody who feels so terrible about a situation that they're in, they put their head down as if they can't even face the world, they can't even look at anybody because they're in so much pain. And so forth, so too, he says over here, to go and humble ourselves and to go and show that we're in pain, that's part of the tshuva process. He says, when we show that we're in so much pain, and we stick our heads down in between our heads and our head in between our knees, and we show how much pain we're actually in from the situation, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us, like the Gemara says in Tainus, on many different tzaddikim, that once they were in pain because of something that was happening in the city, right away everything was changed as a result of the pain that they were in. And HaShlisha, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the third reason why we have this idea of Nefilas Hapayim, the Haros Hasiras Chusha V'Bitul HaGrashosav, is to show that we totally give up all of our energies and everything that we have, all of our abilities, we give up to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing on our own. Vuhu. Ki hanofel alpanav mechasa ein avisosim piv. Somebody who falls down cannot see what's in front of them. You can't actually do anything. You can't walk, you can't move, you can't do anything. Why? Because I'm so busy. My eyes are closed, my hands are tied up. And he says, vuhu maskim b'machshavto, and I'm showing with my mind, she'enu roe nizko v'to'alto. I'm showing that there's nothing that I could do on my own. And I'm showing that I don't even know how to walk five steps in front of me. I'm showing that I'm as if I'm blind. What we're trying to show with the Tachnun is, not only number one, that there's a Mora Hashchina, not only to show that we have respect, not only number two, that we're trying to have Tzar and Hachna, to try to show that we're in pain from the situation that we're in, but number three, when we do Tachnun, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's also to show that all of our energies, that everything that we have, every step that we take, and everything that we do in our lives is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to do it. It's not because of our own energies. And when a person puts their head down, when a person's eyes are closed, when your hands are tied up to one another, we show that we really cannot do anything. It's to signify the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that allows us to do everything in our lives. Ki'inin shekasev ki lo la'adam darko. We don't have a right to decide what our destiny is going to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that leads us on the path and tells us how to go. Ukeilu hargashosa betelas v'asuras. And this is what Rabbeinu Bechaya writes. I know Rav Soloveitchik has it also in the new sefer that was printed, Al HaTfila, that this is one of the reasons, many have a discussion, why is it that we stand with our feet together during Shemona Esrei? It's not exactly clear. Chazal don't really tell us the reason. So some say, Ragleim Ragli Yishara, we know that the Malachim stand with their feet together, they only have one leg, so therefore we try to emulate the Malachim. And we're showing when we're davening, we're so to speak in the Olam HaSel Yonim, we're in the higher worlds, we're doing something extra special, supernatural. Therefore, we try to act like the Malachim, and we also Ragleim Ragli Yishara, we put our two feet together to show that we're just like the Malachim. But over here, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, and this is the way of Soloveitchik understood as well, the reason why we put our feet together perhaps is for a different reason. Not like the Matbit says, not like others say, but the reason maybe is because we're trying to show a person who only has one leg cannot really accomplish much in this world. He cannot really do anything. A person needs to have two legs to be balanced, to be able to walk, to be able to go somewhere. And Rav Soloveitchik suggested that's the reason why we stand with our feet together, to show our feet are, so to speak, bound to one another. We supplicate, we give everything that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give it all to Him, and we say, without You we're nothing. We're a one-legged creature. We can't do anything without having Your assistance, without having our reliance on You. And this is also what Rabbeinu Bechaya explains. This is why we put our heads down after the davening, to show that we all agree, we all believe that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without His help, without His guidance, we cannot really accomplish anything on this world. In fact, the opening words, when we start off Tachnun, is what? Nipla Nabi Ad Hashem. We say that we're going to fall Biyad Hashem, we're going to fall in the hands of Hashem. So one of the Bali Musar of Daniel Mikelem used to say, he was one of the Bali Musar in Kelem, he said the reason why we do it is like the Chavis Al-Vavis writes. What does the Chavis Al-Vavis tell us? He says that there's a mashal l'chassid echad. The Chavis Al-Vavis very often gives mashalim to chassidim who do certain things. So he says over here also, there's a mashal l'chassid echad shaya omer achat tfilaso. That this righteous person used to go every day after his tfilas and he used to say the following, Ribbono shel Olam. Bikashti mimcha kach v'kach. I ask that I want this and I want that. I want a good parnas and I want to do this. I want to get this shidduch. I want everything. We have all sorts of things that we ask for. Aval bichiroscha ha'elyona tova mibichirasi. This chassid says the Chavis Al-Vavis used to say every day after his tefillah that bichiroscha ha'elyona tova mibichirasenu. Your bechira up above is greater than anything that I can ask for on my own. Yes, there are certain things that I want, but I know you have a greater plan than whatever I can come up with for myself. I supplicate, I give everything that I ask for, really I give it up into your hands. Yes, I think that a good shidduch would be this woman, but really I leave it up to you. I think that a good job would be to have a job in this firm. Doesn't matter, but really after davening for everything, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nipla Nabi Yad Hashem. Says the Rab Daniel Mikelem, based on that Chavis Al-Vavis, this is why right after Shmona Esrei we say this Nusach. Nipla Nabi Yad Hashem, say, even though we ask for all sorts of things, even though we have all sorts of ideas of what our perfect life should be and what we want it to look like, we supplicate before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say with humility, Nipla Nabi Yad Hashem. It's all in your hands and we know that even though we daven for certain things, it's all going to be up to your plan, the way you want it to be executed, the way you want it to turn out. This is what we do. And in fact, where does this idea come from? This idea of Nefilas Apayim? It comes in Parshas Korach, which is why Rabbeinu Bechaya is in Parshas Korach. It comes when Moshe Rabbeinu hears the whole story that's going on after Korach is tining against Moshe v'Aaron. So what does the Pasuk say? It says, Vayishma Moshe v'yipal alpanav. And the Rishonim have a big machlokas. What is it v'yipal alpanav? What's he falling on his face about? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek already discusses it. What's the v'yipal alpanav? So it says the Gemara, maybe v'yipal alpanav is because they embarrassed him. How they embarrass him? Shechashdu v'yishasish. Korach v'adosa went around saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was mezadim with an eshesish. How can he say such a thing about Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you mean? Doesn't make any sense. How can anyone accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of violating the Isra of eshesish? So some mefarshim say, the Marsha writes, maybe the pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu moves out of his tent. He moves away from his wife, and he says, I'm going to go live out by myself. Everybody said, what do you mean? He's a human being. He needs to have a wife. There's no way he can live his whole life without having a wife, without taking care of himself. It doesn't make any sense. So it must be that he moved out of his own tent, he went somewhere else, and he's doing fishy things out there, and we just don't know what's happening. Says the Marsha, that's really what it was about. What do you mean? You have a tain against Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he's being mezadim than Eshes Ish. It can't be. Answer is yes, because there's no way that Moshe Rabbeinu is like a malach, like an angel, that he doesn't need to take care of himself, he doesn't need to have a wife. It can't be. So therefore he writes, says the Marsha, maybe this is where they came up with this idea. Can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu is living by himself. It must be he's being mezanah with an Eshes Ish. Other people say all sorts of pshatim here, that maybe some of Farshim say maybe what happened was that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said that, why are you making Aaron HaKohen in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? What's that all about? Where do you come up with Aaron HaKohen? There are plenty of tzaddikim all around. Why do you choose your brother? Oh, it must be because Aaron HaKohen is the one you need a coin in order to take care of a sota. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash with somebody who's mezanah with an Eshes Ish, they need the coin to take care of the whole process. Oh, you know that there's something fishy going on with you, so you go and choose your brother, Aaron HaKohen, that he shouldn't get involved, that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll say, oh, can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not going to make him do the whole process of sota. That's what some of Farshim say. Maybe that's why they were choshenim Eshes Ish. Whatever the pshat is, that's all going on that assumption that the Gemara says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu puts his head down is because he is so embarrassed. Somebody is choshed him for whatever reason. Somebody thinks that he's mezanah with an Eshes Ish. It's such an embarrassing thing to say about Moshe Rabbeinu, and he falls down out of embarrassment. He falls down, and he vayishma Moshe vayipal alpanav. However, the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, other mefarshim say on Chumash that that's not what it was. Vayishma Moshe vayipal alpanav is because he was nafal alpanav b'tfilim. He fell on his face because he wanted to daven. And he sees how dark the situation is, and all of a sudden he realizes it's really time to daven with a serious kavana. And that's why, vayipal alpanav. So the Mefarshim ask, I don't understand. So many bad things happen to the Jewish people. You have the Egel Azov, you have the Meraglim, you have so many terrible things happen throughout the generations. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, this time, Korach v'Adoso, all of a sudden he says, oh, you know what? This is so bad, this is so severe, I have to come up with a new form of tefillah, vayipal alpanav. He has to come up with this new idea, which is Nefilas Apayim, which is something very special. Why should this be any more severe than anything else that happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? So if you look in the Yalkut Shimoni there, the Yalkut says as follows. Maybe we'll continue with this tomorrow, but the Yalkut writes, Shashama shenazhava machlokas b'Yisrael umiyad nizbahel. Moshe Rabbeinu hears that the story of Korach is a lot worse than any other story before. Why? Because all of a sudden he realizes shenazhava machlokas b'Yisrael. He realizes that there's people are fighting in the Jewish people. He realizes that there's machlokas, that nobody's getting along. Umiyad nizbahel. That threw him off completely. It's not stam a regular avera that was committed. It's not stam something wrong that happened. This is a lot worse. This is a lot more severe because they're fighting with each other. And Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that's the worst thing. He calls man shehem ba'achdus uvishalom ein uma v'lashon yichola lishlop bahem. Says the Medrash. Any time where you have achva v'shalom, like we're told by the Dar HaHaflaga, even though they were rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem allowed them to. Why? Because they were getting along with one another. Mashiach in different generations where they don't get along with each other, everything falls apart. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that this situation is so much more severe than anything else. Because to be mar b'shalom Yisrael is the most important thing. That we should get along with one another. That we should have achdus amongst our own camp. That's the most important thing. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu feels he has to go out on a limb. He hears about the story of Korach v'Hadassah and he says, there's no way to deal with this other than coming up with a new, very powerful tefillah, which is Nefilas Hapayim, to show that this is the way we're going to stop the Machlokas B'Yisrael. He has to ask for special tefillahs when it comes to this problem as opposed to anything else. So Amir Tashem will continue perhaps tomorrow with the Halachas of Tachanun. This was just, I guess, a way of introduction to the discussion about Tachanun.